Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series today. I'm speaking with Matt Diner, who is the Joint Managing Director of NetWealth.
Matt, thanks, Tom. Good
really
to be here.
Good to talk to you. It's such a vibrant area where you're operating at the moment in terms of financial platforms. But tell people who aren't familiar with NetWealth a little bit about what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those that aren't familiar, a platform is effectively an online service that allows you to trade assets, domestic shares, global shares, manage funds, term deposits and cash, all through a very simple online portal, and then get your reporting and your tax reporting done. So NetWealth is a leader in the platform area. We're the number one platform for both technology and also for service. And that's been a big part of our success story to date.
What's interesting is that your market share is relatively small. You have about 2% of the market share, but you account for an outsized proportion in terms of the inflows. So tell us a little bit about your thinking behind that dynamic.
You're right, we do have a huge market share of 2.2%, but as you alluded to, our inflows for the last quarter to the end of December were around 55%. And that's really made up of, I guess, of two different aspects. One is obviously new money coming into the platform space. So the platform market is around $860 billion. But it's more importantly, it's the churn or the movement from industry funds and also from other platforms coming to us as advisors are looking for better ways to run their businesses.
So issue around the independence of these platforms gets spoken a lot. Mm. Where does NetWealth land in this conversation?
Yeah, so for a long time, the market's really been dominated by the bank-owned platforms. So all the majors have had a platform for probably 10 to 20 years now. And it's only really been in the last probably 2 to 3 years that what they're calling the specialist platforms, including ourselves, we're the largest specialist, have really started to make some really big inroads. And
that's really invigorated the whole space, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And I think there's a range of different reasons for that. A number of the incumbents stopped investing 3 or 4 years ago, which gave us an opportunity to actually leapfrog the competition. But it's also been really around the trend away from the banks and from the institutions. So we've seen a huge migration of advisors leaving the big four and other institutions and choosing to operate in a non-aligned space. What's really interesting about that transition is that as they leave the banks and institutions, they're looking at really how can they future-proof their business. And as opposed to being restricted to a subset of products, they've got choice and they can choose what they believe to be the best platform. And we've been fortunate they think it's us in many cases.
Indeed. Now, you mentioned the investment that some of the incumbents are able to bring to the picture.
Yeah.
Massive sums of money. How do you compete when you're up against that sort of dynamic?
Yeah, so certainly that was the question that we got when we started. So the company's been around for close to 20 years, and for the first 7, 8, probably 10 years, it was the first question we got in meetings was, how are you going to compete with the spend of the big banks? And I think we've managed to prove that we can. Being a private company for a long time, you tend to spend your dollars a lot better than perhaps in one of the institutions. So you really do watch where you're spending your money and making sure that you're spending the money on the right things. But we've been very focused on making sure that everything that we build, we're in what they call an agile business. So we're able to release new technology every fortnight into the live environment. And we're always very conscious of making sure that anything that we're working on is the highest value thing that we can work on. And that's again, worked really well for us.
You've spoken about technology being the engine for driving the offer that you have for customers, but this is very much in keeping in front of the curve. When you look out over the horizon, where's your thought process, and what are you dreaming of to bring to customers in terms of maintaining that relevance?
I guess the beauty about platforms is that they really are evolving all the time. There's a huge amount of new products that are available via platforms. For example, 5 years ago, it was very challenging to access global markets. Whereas now on our platform, you can trade 15 exchanges, you can do multi-currency trading, access bonds. So the range of assets have expanded dramatically. What we're really excited about, though, in the future is, I guess, harnessing some of these new technologies. So we've recently invested into our first data and artificial intelligence team to really start to build capabilities around what that might look like in the future. And already we're seeing some really great sort of new features that are coming out of that team that we'll be rolling out. We're also just very focused on usability. So money can be scary. So how do we make it really easy for our investors to understand what's going on within their financial world?
Close to hand, what are you expecting over the course of the next couple of quarters, given the momentum that you've seen most recently?
Obviously can't make forecasts, but there is a huge amount of opportunity within the space. I've never seen it so active with so many opportunities, and we are seeing a what I'd like to call probably a once-in-a-lifetime shift as the whole industry really, I guess, rebases itself, and we do see this shift to the specialist platforms, and hopefully we're a significant benefactor of that.
So from a demographic point of view, obviously the older cohort would perhaps mm-hmm. be a little more adept in terms of moving assets onto a platform like this. What about the younger generation? What are you doing to sort of create a relevance for that group?
Yeah, the millennials.
Yep.
So a lot of our business is driven by financial advisors. So financial advisors account for 95% of the accounts that are on the platform. So we operate with a whole range of different financial advisors. Some of them are very targeted towards millennials, so they've got specific offerings. And we've been very conscious from day one to make sure that our product range is broad enough that it can cater for someone with $10,000 just looking to start their investment journey, all the way through to high net worth and ultra high net worth that are looking for, I guess, that more sophisticated product that we were talking around and investing into bonds and overseas markets. So the millennials are an interesting area. I don't think we've yet started to see the next big transfer of wealth, but when it comes, it's going to be significant, and we'll make sure we've got a product available.
Matt, really good talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.